Miss Mizrachis, what do they do with the southeast side? He lishchashoy oisim ba lechem aponim. This was the room that they used to make the lechem aponim there. Mizrachis tzvenis, what do they do with the east north side? Ba gonzu beis chashmenoi. There the beis chashmenoi hid avnei mizbech, the stones from the mizbech sheshiktsun malchei oivikichovim, that the goyim used for their avodah zorah, like Rashi says sheiktiru oleha l'avodas kichovim. They use it to be marked for avodah zorah on those stones. But midush of now Rashi explains what's the question now, that kitoni balesh chasat loyim shuba marov is drumis. This is the theory here in the Mishnah in Masechta Midas. It says that where was the room they had the korbanos for the korban atomid? It was on the marov is drumis, not like it said before in marov is tzvoinis. Weiter tzvoinis marovis. Oh, here now the Mishnah says in Midas, what do they do on the northwest side? That was a room they had the base of mikvah there. They went down to the tefillah there. So the kids, so we have a three mishnayos in between Masechta the Tomid and Masechta the Midas. So Gemara answers, Omar Rav Huna, man tan the Midas. You know who the stam mishnah of Midas is? It's not a stam mishnah like he asked this question, a three in the two mishnayos, but rather Midas, it goes according to a yochid. It's Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. It goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So now there's no three anymore. The Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's the Stam Mishnah that Rabbeinu HaKadosh made. Here, the Mishnah in Midas goes according to a Yochar, according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And then Echnami, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov holds that where was the Lishcha, that they kept the animals for the Korban HaTomid, it was only Marovis Dromis. It was the west, south side. The Tanan, we learned like this. Now we're going to prove that the Mishnayis in the Midas go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanan we learned in Midas, there's another Mishnah that says, Ezras Noshim Hoysa Oirech Meya Ushloishim V'chomesh Al Roichev Meya Ushloishim V'chomesh. Has the Ezras Noshim, that was the first Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, that was not Machna Shechina, that was only Machna Leviyah. It was 135 Amos long and 135 Amos wide. The Arbo Lishchoyis Hoyu Badalad Mikzoy Seho. On the four corners of the Ezras Noshim, there were four small rooms called Lishchoyis. Now, what do they do with those four rooms on the four corners of the Ezras Noshim? Now explains that and this is not the same four rooms we're talking about before. Before we were talking about the four rooms on the side of the Beis Hamukkah. Now we're talking about the four rooms on the side of the Ezras Noshim. Like it says, on the four sides of the Ezras Noshim, it says there was Mahoyu Mishamshus, Droimis Mizrochis, the south, east side. He hoist the lishchos hanazirim. That was the lishcha, the room where the nazirim on Nozir came. Shesham nazirim of Ashla Meshal Mayim. There the nazirim used to cook up their korban shlamim. O megalchin sarin. There they used to shave off their hair. O meshalchin tachasadud. That was the mitzvah. They used to put their hair underneath the dud when they were burning their korban shlamim. Mizrochis tzvoinis. What do they do with the east, north side? He hoist the lishchos diraitzim. That was the room where they used to keep store the wood for the marocho. Sheshom kahanim abali mumin. There they would have a kohen, that's the bal mum, that is not allowed to do the regular avodah, but checking out the wood he was allowed to do. So Endem used to stand there. Umasliyim ve'etzim. He used to look to check out the wood to see if there's any worms inside the wood. Why? Shekol eitz sheyesh boi talas. Any wood that has talas has worms inside it. The locher is posel agabi mizbeich. We're not allowed to use this wood for the Mizbeach. So therefore they had to have Kohanim check them out to make sure there was no worms in the wood. So this Lishka, where they stored the wood and where they checked them out, was on the Mizrachis Tzvoinis. Tzvoinis, my brothers, what did they do with the northwest side? He hoist Lishkas HaMetzaroyim. That was the Lishka, the room where the Metzora used to go. So Rashi says, Lishkas HaMetzaroyim, the Farash of Pirkin, the Lekamom, we'll learn about it later, Shesham HaMetzaroyim, Tevlin, Bishmini, there the Metzora used to go to the Mikvah, B'Tevol, on the 8th day, L'Tarosan, Kishaboyin Lahach Neshidein L'Bohoinis, when they used to bring their hands, their thumbs inside, is Apple Pisha Tovim Meberev, even though they Tevol before Shkia, still they were Tevol again on the 8th day. Marov is Droimis, is what was the purpose of the Lishcha, this room, on the Marov Droimis side, on the west-south side, is Omer Reb Lozer ben Yaakov Shechachti. Reb Lozer ben Yaakov says, I forgot what exactly they did with that room. Ma hoise mishamoshes. What did they do with that room? Now, since Reb Lozer ben Yaakov at the end says he forgot what they did with this room, it's mashma that this Stam Mishnah and Midas goes according to Reb Lozer ben Yaakov. Like he is the Tan of this Mishnah. And when he's finishing off this Mishnah, he himself is saying he forgot exactly what did they use in that room in this Lishra. Until Abishol came and told him that Bo ho you noistin yayin v'shemen. There in that room they used to store the wine and the oil. V'hoisa nikras lishchas Beis Shamnoi. Its name therefore was called Beis Shamnoi, like from the name of yayin and shemen. So Abkitza, this Tam Mishnah Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, like we see over here. And therefore was no stira before between the Mishnah in Tomer and the Mishnah in Midas, because they're going according to two different Mandiyomim. Rashi says, Amar Reb Lezer ben Yaakov shechachti, Michlal etzuraya deresh Reb Lezer ben Yaakov komol, he's the one that said it. So that tomorrow, Hochanami Mestavra, I'll bring you another Rai also, that a Stam Mishnah in Midas goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Why? Titnan, we learned another Mishnah in Midas, that kol haksolim shehoyu shom hoyu gvoyin, all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, even though they had like an entrance in that wall, but on top of the entrance, like we'll soon see, every entrance was 20 yamas tall and 10 yamas wide. But on top of the entrance, after it was 20 yamas tall, there was a wall, like the wall went straight up even above the Pesach, the entrance, to the entrance. So kol haksolim, all the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, Shoyu Shom Hoyu Gvoyim, were very high, even more than 20, 40, 50 yamas high. Chutz, except Mikaisol Mizrochi. The only wall that wasn't so high was the outside wall around the Har HaBayis on the Mizrach side. That was like the entrance going into the Beis HaMikdash. Why was that wall not so tall? Like, why on top of the Pesach there was no wall on the top of it? Shehakoyin HaSarif Esaporah. Because the Koyin that went to burn the Porah Duma, Oy made Bahara Mishcha. The din of the Porah Duma, the Shchit even, was not done in the Beis HaMikdash, but used to carry it, take it to the Har HaZeisim, to the Har HaMishcha, and over there the Kohen would make the Shchita, and then he would take the Dam and be Zurek the Dam, Kineged the Pischa Shal Hechel. Like it says, that Shekohen HaSarif HaSaporo Oymed Bahar HaMishcha, O Mechadein V'Royeh Kineged Pischa Shal Hechel. When he would make the Zrikas now, he would look from the Har HaZeisim and be mechaven as if to say like he sees straight through the Beis HaMikdash up until the Pesach Shal Hechel. That's the way he could see. Because the Har HaMishcha was on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash. Now you look straight through the Pesach, which is on the Mizrach side of the Beis HaMikdash, you could see straight through the Pesach of the Har HaBayis. Then the Pesach to the Ezras Noshim, to the Ezras Yisrael, to the Ezras Kahanim, they were all straight through. One Pesach was Mechubi Kenega, the next Pesach. Up until the Pischa Shel Hechel. B'Shas HaZoyis Adam. At the time when he was sprinkling the dam from the Parah Duma, he would be able to be Mechavan to see straight through all these Pesachim. Like Rashi says, Titznan, Kolak Solim, V'loi Motzis Mukmasu Elek Rav Lezer Ben Yaakov. We'll soon see that this Tam Mishnah Midas can only come out good according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. We'll soon see why. So the Mishnah there says is Kol Haksolim Shoyosham means Bechol Binyoni Harabayis, and all the binyan, all the building of Harabayis. Hoye Gvoyin Harbi. Each wall was very tall. Noid Ashehoye Kol Psochim Shemhem Gvoyim Chofamo. Every Pesach, every entrance was 20 yamas high. Levad Mima Shal Hapsochim, excluding the topness, like the wall went much further up. Harbi Noid Chutz Mikaisum Mizrochi. Only the bottom entrance, Hu Atachtum Ragli Harabayis, that was at the bottom of the Harabayis, Sheboy Nichnosum Lechayim, from this to like the opening to the Harabayis, the Pesach of the Harabayis, that from there you went into the Chayim, Shlefnei Ezras Noshim, that the Chayim was in between this Chayimah around the Harabayis, and in between the Ezras Noshim, the first Azara was the Chayim. Then Uminachayim Nichnosum Ezras Noshim, from the Chai you go into the Ezras Noshim, that's really part of the Beis HaMikdash. From the Ezras Noshim, the Ezra HaGadolah. If you end with Ezras Noshim, then you go into the big Ezra, which was already the Machne Shechina. Now, what was the purpose here? She'ekoyin HaSarif HaSaporah. Oymid Bahar HaMishcha Hu Har HaZeisim, Rashi says. That's the Har HaZeisim. Asher Al Pnei Yerushalayim, Mikedim Apnei HaKoyin Lamaru. That it was facing on the east side of Yerushalayim, and the Koyin stood facing towards Maru, so he was facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mischaven Veroyim, Miyal Goyva Rosh HaKoysel, Derech HaShorim, or Shalifnim Heinenu, Pischa Shel Hechel. When he was standing on top of the Har HaZeisim, he was able to see through the top of the Koysel, straight through to the Pesach Shel Hechel. Kishumaz Bidam, when he was spritzing the dam, Kedem Silva, the Apostle says, V'hiza El Noicha Pnei Oyamoyit. Now this explains now. If the outside wall, the Mizrach wall around the Harabayis, would have been very high up, even though each entrance is right, mechuvin, straight in front of the other one, zeh shar habayis keneged shar ezras noshim, v'shar ezras noshim keneged shar hazara gedolah, v'shar hazara keneged pesach shleichel, even though each entrance was right in front of the other one, lehayochel iris, still the kohen standing on Har Zeisim would not be able to see straight through when the doors are open to pesach shleichel. As pesach shleichel, why not? The derech lefi shahar holichu magbia, because the Har Habayis where the Beis Hamikdash was, it was on top of a mountain, and the mountain went higher and higher. The yerlat shakarka pesach hechel, until by the time he got to the hechel all the way in, he knew how elevated it was. Goiva chof amo yoyse mikarkoi rag la Har Habayis. It was more than 20 yamas high up than the beginning of the Har Habayis. Now the nimtos, it comes out, the skupa sahechel gavoya mimashka pesach Har Habayis. So the skupa, like the stoop in front of the heichal, would be higher up, is 20 yamas higher than what it was at the beginning of the entrance to the Beis Hamikdash of the Pesach Harabayis. Lo yochol liras chalal Pesach heichal derech Beis Pesach. Therefore, just looking through the entrance to the Harabayis, you will not be able to see the Pesach to the heichal, because the Pesach to the heichal was more than 20 yamas elevated, higher than where the first Pesach was of the Har Habayis. So now, bishleim of the first Pesach on the Har Habayis, the Mizrach, there was no top part of the wall, like the wall on the sides only went up to 20 yamas, that's all. And on top, maybe there was a mashkef, and nothing more, the wall did not go higher up. So then the Kohen standing on the Har Zeisim could look on top of the wall, on top of the Pesach, and then he could see straight through all the other Pesachim to see to the Heichel. But if by that first entrance on the bottom of the Har, by the Mizrach, on top of the Pesach would have a wall on top of the door entrance, there would have been a wall going straight up, then just looking through the Pesach, through the opening, he would not be able to see the Heichel, because the Heichel was elevated more than 20 yamas higher than the beginning of the Har. So that's why the Mishnah there in Mida says that this Kaisel on Mizrochi, the eastern wall of the Har Habayis, was not tall. It was only a Pesach of 20 yamas high, and on top of the Pesach there was no wall at all. So you were able to see on top of the Har Zeisim over the Pesach. Again, like Mar says, Vaita. Utanan, we learned also Mishnah in Midas, that Kol HaPsachim Shoyu Shom, all the doors, all the entrances of the Beis Hamikdash, Kivoyim Esramama, was 20 yamas tall, V'roichbon Esramas, and it was 10 amis wide. Utanan, we learned, lefnim mimenu surik. When you come inside the Har Habayis, the first thing you meet is there's a wall, a mechitza, like called the surik. It was made out of woven pieces of wood. Utanan, we learned, lefnim mimenu, when you go inside the surik, that's a chayil. That's the chayil, that's the place between this and the Ezra's Noshim. Now, the chayil itself was Esar amis. It was 10 amis long. Ushtein esrei milus hayisham. There are 12 steps there. Because when you come into the Pesach, into the entrance of the Har Habayis, you go then through the Seirig, and then you come into the Chayil. Now the Chayil had 12 steps there to go up already. It was elevated, that ground, until you got to the Ezras Noshim. Ushtein esrei milus hayisham. Now Rum Maila, each step was Chatsiyama, was tall, high, a Chatsiyama, Vishulcho Chatsiyama, and it went indention, it went in further in a Chatsiyama. So it comes out together, it was elevated so far 6 amas. Since there were 12 steps, and each step was elevated a half of an amma, it's 6 amas elevated so far. Now, Tesvav Milas, there were another 15 steps further up, Oilas Mitoichoi, Hayordas Miezros Yisrael Yezros Noshim. Somebody wants to come down from Ezros Yisrael to Ezros Noshim, or the other way, to go up from the Ezras Noshim to the Ezras Yisrael, there were 15 steps. Now, Rum Maila, each step was elevated, Chatsiyama, half of an Amma. Vishulchan, it went further in, Chatsiyama. So out of these 15 steps, how high was it? It was 7.5 Amas. So far we have 7.5 and 6 Amas before. That's 13.5 Amas so far was elevated. Utanan, we learn further, that ben ulam ulam mizbeach, from the ulam, and where the mizbeach was, there was chof beizama. This was in the big azara, machne shechin already, there were 22 amis,
after the Mizbeach, before you got to the Ulam. Now, Shteim Esrei Maila Seisham. There were 12 steps there. Rum Maila, each step went up, Chatziyama, Veshilcha Chatziyama, and it went in a half of an Amma. So they have another 12 steps. That's another 6 or 6 Ammas tall. So far we have 13 and a half and 6 is 19 and a half Ammas. That's how much the Heichal was elevated more than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. It was 19 and a half Ammas higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis. Now, Utanan, so far there wouldn't be any, like, Akasha, so far. So far we would not have to have the din of the first Pesach of the Mizrach to only be like 20 Ammas tall and nothing to be on top. Because even if we would have so far like a wall on top of the entrance, still, since the bottom entrance was 20 yamas high, now 20 yamas high, you would still be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. Because at the beginning of the Pesach of the Heichel, the opening to the Heichel, it was only 19 and a half amas elevated high. So you still have a half of an amma that you could see. Like if the outside opening is 20 yamas tall, you could still see the bottom half of an amma of the Heichel. So far we would not have to have this din of the Mishnah in Tumah to say that outside Pesach, on the top of it, there can be nothing there. So why did the Mishnah say that Kaisel can't be tall? Because Vice says it goes according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Why? Well, it says, Utanan, we learned that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hois Hashem. Yotanan, we learned that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says, Milo Hois Hashem, there was another set of steps there. And Rashi says, Milo Hois Hashem, the Oid be Ezras Yisrael, and the Ezras Yisrael, O Gvoya Amo, it was taller Amo, Beorka Beroichev Kol Hazara. You know what? The Gemara says, Utnan, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Milo Hois Hashem, O Gvoya Amo, was taller Amo, Veduchin Nosen Aleha. And on top of this platform, there was on this platform was the Duchin, that's the platform, that they used to Duchin there, Rashi says, Shalavim, Boni Ol Aleha, O Gvoya Amo Vachatzi. It was an Amo and a half tall, that Levim used to Duchin there. That used to sing their shir there. Uvoi sholoi shmailas. There it had 3 steps. Shel chatzi chatzah amma. Each step went up a half of an amma. So it's another amma and a half going up. So therefore the Gemara says now, Iyam with bishlemi Rav Lezer ben Yaakov. If you want to tell me right now that the stam mission of Midas goes according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, that there was another amma and a half here worth of steps, therefore hainu the ichsilei pischa. That's why, since the Heichel now was elevated 21 Amis higher than the beginning of the Har HaBayis, therefore, the Ichsel Pischa, therefore, from the first entrance of the Mizrach, if it was only 20 Amis tall, but on top of that Pesach would have been the wall going straight up, you would not be able to see the Heichel. Because true, it was 20 Amis high, but the Heichel was 21 Amis elevated. So then, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, it comes out very good. Why we say that bottom wall on top of the Pesach, there was nothing there. It was not a high wall. Today that the Kohen standing on the top of the Har HaZeitim would be able to see on top of the entrance of the Shar Mizrach straight through to the Pesach, Shel Heichel. El Yarmid. But if you're going to tell me now, Rabbonin, that the Stam Mishnah Midas goes according to Rabbonin, Ho'iko Pauga the Yamto. According to Rabbonin Shita, they don't have this extra Amr and a half worth of Milas by the Ezra Yisrael. Therefore, how many steps were there altogether? It was only elevated 19 and a half Amas. So therefore, there's still a half of an Amma that you would have been able to see from through the bottom Pesach of the Shar Mizrach. You would be able to see the Pesach of the Heichel. So why does the Stam Mishnah in Midas have to tell us that bottom Shar, the wall was not elevated? El Alav Shemamin, it's a Raya that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that the Stam Mishnah Midas goes according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, that there was another 3 steps there, another Amma and a half elevated, so the Pesach of the Heichel was 21 Amis above the Shar Mizrach of the Har HaBayis. Therefore, it's very good why the Mishnah says that Shar, the bottom entrance of the Pesach of the Mizrach side of the Har HaBayis, on top of the Pesach there was no wall. Today that the Kohen standing on the Har HaZeitim would be able to see on top of it straight through to the Pesach Shel Heichel. So the Gemara, Rav Ada bar Rav Roma, he wants to say maybe you have no raya. I tell you, Homani Rav Yehudi, maybe the Stam Mishnah of Midos goes according to Rav Yehudi Shita, And according to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll soon see it's also good why that bottom Pesach, there cannot be a wall on top of it. You don't have to say we go according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Maybe we go according to the Rabbonin, that really the Pesach Shel Heichol was only elevated 19 and a half amos. That's all. But still, we'll soon see why you could not see from the Pesach of the Mizrach, you will not be able to see even the bottom half amor of the Shar of the Pesach Shel Heichol. We'll soon see why not. Because we want to say now goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And the Mar says here, the Tanya, like we learned, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer HaMizbeach. Where was the Mizbeach HaChitzon put? The Mizbeach was in the Azora Gedela. Where was the Mizbeach in the Azora? Rabbi Yehuda Shita was Mimutza V'Oimed B'Yemtza Azora. It was mamish right smack in the middle of the Azora. That's where the Mizbeach was. Now, Ushloishim Ushtayim Amos Hoyulo. The Mizbeach itself was 32 Amos wide. So where were these 32 Amos according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita? It's Eser Amos Kineged Pischo Shel Heichol. The Pesach, the opening to the Heichol, was 10 Amos wide. So the